There's an old saying about government and its similarities to sausage making, but on some days during the legislative session, there are actual sausages grilling on the lawn outside the state capitol, and Mexican food, barbecue, and lots of other kinds of foods. It's all part of what are called lobby days, when advocacy groups get the ears of lawmakers by appealing to their stomachs. They usually involve some kind of speech and sometimes include meetings with individual legislators on specific issues or bills. Former GOP State Senator Rich Crandall says lobby days are a big deal.
You knew you were going to meet constituents, and they were all over the board. There was a huge variety of people who would come on a lobby day. And to be honest, you knew that there would typically be a meal provided also. There's not a lot of places to eat around the Capitol, and so you knew you could land, get something quick to eat, sit down with some constituents, and learn something new.
One of Crandall's old lunch mates, former Senate Minority Leader David Shapiro, echoes the sentiment about the lack of good lunch places near the Capitol. He says the best lobby days, though, were the ones that included more than just lobbyists.
It's more of a kind of a casual environment. A lot of times they'll have speakers who are affected by the legislation.
Shapiro says he especially liked the events, which would have constituents from his district at a table. He also liked the chance to get to know his fellow lawmakers in a more casual setting. But Shapiro believes groups may have decided lobby days are not the most effective way to get their messages out, so they don't rely on them exclusively.
Most groups that had lobby days, I think, had paid lobbyists who would also schedule appointments on specific legislation. It was pretty rare that you would hear something out on the lawn that wasn't something that you'd already been lobbied on or had already heard about. So I think it was kind of in conjunction with those things.
But Shapiro's former legislative colleague Rich Crandall says lobby days served a purpose and in some ways are a more efficient way to talk to lawmakers.
The groups that do a lunch on the lawn or something like that, it's a very good use of money. They can hire professional lobbyists for $20,000, $30,000 a year, or they can spring $1,000, $1,500 for a nice lunch with a tent. Get a chance to visit with their lawmakers. So it's really a smart idea for a lot of those grassroots groups that do it.
So we know what legislators get out of lobby days, a chance to talk to some constituents and a free lunch, but what's in it for the groups putting on the events? To find out, we turn to Nicola Slavik. She's vice president of government affairs for the Arizona Association of Realtors, which had its members down at the Capitol earlier this year.
It's an opportunity for them to come down to the Capitol, get to share in some education of what are the hot topics going down at the legislature, what we're concerned with as a realtor organization, and then ultimately during the lunch hour, it's an opportunity for them to meet with members of their legislature. Specifically, we place them with their district.
Do you also set up individual meetings with lawmakers in addition to the sort of the meet and greet at lunch?
You know, we actually started to get away from the individual meetings a number of years ago due to the size of attendees that we have. Last year, we had about 260 individuals attend the Realtor Day, and so the sheer size of the attendees that we have, it's a little prohibitive for us to kind of usher them through both the Senate and the House and certainly individuals' offices.
Do you find that legislators come out and do more than just get food and eat quickly and leave, that they actually do stick around and talk to their constituents or talk to your members?
I do. We actually try to hold our legislative day the second day of the session. We do that on purpose, one, because the legislature hasn't gotten into the thick of it, so they're not stuck in committee hearings. They're still available to come sit down, enjoy the lunch, not have to rush back to either do floor session action or have other meetings. It's an opportunity, I guess, first and foremost, for our membership to tell the legislator what is happening back in their own district.
How do you measure how effective an event like that is in the long run?
I guess it's a twofold. I think it's effective based off of what my membership's response is to the event. From where I stand as the Vice President of Government Affairs, it's also very positive and effective with the legislators. You know, when you bring 260 individuals down there, it's just a small sliver of the 43,000 members we have statewide. And I think that the legislators get there and they say, oh, gosh, wow, this is a very large group of individuals. And they are within my own district. And so establishing that relationship between the realtor member and the legislator actually does go a pretty good distance.
Do you find that a lobby day, a day at the Capitol, is in some ways more effective than just setting up a meeting with a particular legislator and talking to them about a particular issue or a particular bill?
I think it is effective. I don't necessarily know if I would say it's more or less effective than the one-on-one meeting with a legislator. I think it serves its purpose as to letting the legislator know that these members are from their district and that there's a large amount of them. Now, I think that serves that purpose, but I think for a legislator to meet with one specific individual regarding the lobbying of a specific bill, I think that actually serves a little bit of a different purpose. The goal of my Realtor Day is to let them know that we are a large trade organization here in the state of Arizona and that we are involved politically. At the end of the day, though, the legislator does know I have Realtor members in my district, I have constituents that I need to answer to, and then my job as the Vice President of Government Affairs is to meet with that individual legislator one-on-one to say, you know, this is a bill we support, this is a bill that we oppose, and, you know, respectfully ask for either their support or opposition to the legislation.
Nicole Slavik is Vice President of Government Affairs for the Arizona Association of Realtors. Nicole, thanks so much.
Thank you very much.